Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, December 30th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. Last year, Wrangell saw its first Milk Run Music Festival.
Woohoo!
Today we have Olivia Strano, that's who you just heard, on with us to talk about what to expect for the second annual Milk Run Music Fest. You can call in to ask a question or make a comment. The number to KSTK is 874-2345. Hi, Olivia. How are you today?
I'm stoked to talk about this year's music festival and just very, very excited that you guys are having me today. So thank you, Colette.
Yeah, very exciting as well. So like just in like what, 5 months?
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up fast, which is great. But this year, me and the team have started and have actually had the full year to prepare. So it hasn't been as much as a rush as last year. But even with last year's rush, like, we were so excited about how the turnout was for our first year, because any new project that you do, there's always going to be hiccups and things you need to improve on and things you want to grow on. So I'm really, really excited to be able to give this community and other surrounding communities the opportunity to have a second year of this. So, yeah.
Awesome. So exciting. So before we get into this coming year, let's talk about earlier this year, this year's Milk Run Music Festival for a minute. How do you feel like it went?
You know, the feedback that I've gotten and received from community members, as well as other people that participated from surrounding areas, was really, really positive. Of course, there's always some people that want a little bit extra, and I'm hoping to eventually deliver that for this year. I felt, for the first festival, creating a brand new nonprofit, doing all the compliance work with the state, getting bands together and up here, finding sponsors, especially me being a new person in the community, I thought we knocked it out of the park. And again, I am my hardest critic. But I was really, really satisfied with how things came together. Now, there were some things that we needed to improve on, especially we had a few events going on at the same time within the Nolan Center, which kind of created a little bit of a noise and different, I guess, hurdles for our competitions that we had going on, which we're going to change this year, which is why fundraising is going to be key. And I'm going to start the beginning of January. And so I was really, really excited. And the bands that we had last year, I thought were phenomenal, just not only musically and with their talent, but as people. Like, they loved this place. They have talked and talked and talked about us. We have had people and other bands that they have known that have reached out to Milk Run, like, asking to be on the list for future years to come perform here. Oh, wow. Yeah. So, you know, the best advertising and marketing is word of mouth. And if we can get local Alaskan bands, as well as sprinkle in some other domestic bands, to come here and have a great time and really get a Wrangell experience from this wonderful community, we have the opportunity to really make a difference and spread the word and put Wrangell on the map in terms of a music and arts festival.
Really awesome. What thought of the highlights from this past year?
Working with the board and actually seeing that everybody works really well together, because that's difficult when you have 7 different minds all operating in different realms of the community, come together and be able to execute something that we all have a shared passion for. That was pretty beautiful, especially because it is hard to get everyone together in this town. As all Wrangellites know, a lot of people wear a lot of hats. So to be able to do that with the crew that we had and the board members that we had were really special. The feedback from the bands that we had come up here from Montana was really beautiful. I mean, so much to where they asked if they could come back this year. And I was like, you know, we loved you and we would love to have you back another time, but continue the wheel of new sound and new opportunities for other bands to get here. And then maybe during like our 5 or 10 year, hopefully, we'll be able to have multiple bands that have performed in the past here during one of those anniversary years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, they loved it, from everything from the people that brought them food. Sweet Tides brought them delicious snacks, and people were dropping stuff off. They were so grateful. The kids loved them. You know, our older folks loved them. We had a middle-aged group, which sadly I qualify for now.
Me too.
that really enjoyed them, and that was a really, really special thing to hear from them. And then even contributing to the Clinkit performance and showing outsiders kind of what this community is built on through the Clinkit heritage and the peoples and the dance and the appreciation of land. Like, they really enjoyed that, and I think that level of respect is needed, because we are on and respect the people who were here before us. Yeah. So,
yeah. And those bands, it was North Fork Crossing.
And North Fork Crossing and the Dead and Down.
That's right. That's yep. right. And they were both bluegrass.
North Fork Crossing was bluegrass, and the Dead and Down was like a rustic rock band.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So how will this upcoming, the second Milk Run Music Fest, compare with last year?
Well, again, growth. And with growth comes more financial responsibilities, as well as more bands to perform. This year, we're going to have 5 bands. We're going to incorporate workshops locally, as like with some local members of the community that I'm currently working on. And then also the middle school and high school with Stikeen Stories. I'm working with Laura Davies to do a collaboration. KSTK, you guys, I've been talking to Jill about some secret pop-up things that she might do, as well as you guys possibly doing some, you know, intervention music during the festival. We'll have games and competitions, you know, with prize winnings. I'm reaching out to our broader network. So we're hopefully working with our chamber, our local chamber, to become members and have them reach out to other chambers such as Petersburg, Klawock, Ketchikan, Juneau, Sitka, and kind of spread the word and marketing that way. So I need to get with them on those terms, but we've been in communication. And also another thing I'm excited about is the artists that are coming to perform this year, the out-of-state artists, they're all going to do some type of workshop. So whether it's songwriting or how to play a certain instrument or whatever they choose to do for about half an hour to an hour, we're going to incorporate workshops in this year. So it is going to provide a little bit more of musical education and opportunity for people of all ages.
That's amazing. That's very exciting.
It's exciting. It's a lot of work, and I love it. It's really, I don't know. This project has been such a passion of mine, and it's something I'm very devoted to, but it is definitely another full-time gig, and I'm just doing it after my jobs or early in the morning at 5 a.m. I wake up and see what I can do, and just have been nixing off a little bit of my checklist every single day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what has to happen.
Yeah.
I saw, okay, so one of the musicians is coming from Marshall, North Carolina. Maybe I'm wrong.
Asheville.
Oh, Asheville.
Asheville.
Okay, I actually on their Instagram, and they mentioned Marshall. So I was like, oh, because I know Marshall. Anyway, Asheville.
Pierce Edens. He has quite a following in Asheville. I think he's got around like 20,000 followers, and people love him. I've seen him, and I met him and his band at a house concert. I had friends that hired him to drive up from Asheville to Lexington, Kentucky, to do a house concert, because my friends just bought a house in Lexington, which is where I'm from, and they wanted to bake love into their house. So they invited all their closest friends and family, and hired them to perform. And I mean, like, we were dancing fools. It was so much fun. They're upbeat. They're like very rustic, rugged. He's got a very unique voice. And it's a little bit of rockish. So I'm very excited for him to perform and get him up here, as well as the other members and bands that we have coming up this year.
And you said there are bands, is that correct?
Total of five bands, okay. Two local bands.
Okay.
And then three out-of-state bands.
Will you talk about the other bands?
Yeah, absolutely. So so I talked about Pierce coming from Asheville, North Carolina. That's a two-person band. Again, check them out on Spotify, any source of music, YouTube, anything like that, whatever you use at home, Pandora, he's on there. He's really fun. I personally really like his song Montana. And then we have another band coming up from Austin, Texas. It's a five-person, again, it's like a rock country band called Connor Stevens Band. Really, really stoked about them. And then High Country Hustle to bring in our bluegrass, because that was a fan favorite last year. And I'd like to keep at least one bluegrass band in the mix. And so that way we have like a good diverse, you know, little pod. And so then by the community regulars, the Powers Band, we're really excited to have them back. And then due to popular demand, we have Shot Rock, which is Glenn Decker and his band, and him and his wife and a few of their buddies. So from this year as well. So for you rock lovers, we're bringing them back, and we're bringing them into Milk Run, because talking around the community, people were like, you know, if you're not into country or you're not into bluegrass or something, we got some metalheads here. And eventually, don't give your hopes up yet, but eventually I would like to have like a dedicated rock and metal segment for Milk Run, but that's going to be years in the making. You got a baby step. There's a lot of pieces to this puzzle and a good foundation before we can start expanding in that sense. But we are dabbling with bringing some rock back.
Awesome. And last year, the setup, both of those bands played both days. Is that going to be similar this year coming up?
Yes, it is. So we're going to rotate all five bands. So it's going to be a longer period of music throughout the day and the evening, mm-hmm. Rather than just 2 hours. And then we are going to have another bar late night setting. Most likely, this is not set in stone, but most likely at the Marine one night, and then the other night at the new Ramey's, also known as the Old Totem, but everyone's itching to get in there. So Ramey, get your stuff together so we can party in there and celebrate the new opening. So the setup's going to be very similar. Again, the day layout, since we're going to incorporate workshops, it's going to be a longer day, mm-hmm. with in between workshops and then a lot more music throughout the day. And it's going to be 2 days, the first weekend of May again. So I'd have to look at a calendar really quick, but I'm pretty sure that's a Friday and Saturday. But our board is voting on either Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday. So community members, if you guys had a poll to take and have a preference over a Friday, Saturday versus a Saturday, Sunday, please, please, please let us know. You can let us know by emailing us at info@milkrunmusicfest.org, or you can reach out to any one of our community members with a vote on which day you think could be most traction.
Yeah. Great. And then, okay, you mentioned, okay, moving on past music, Stikine Stories.
Yes.
So the film festival.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Very exciting. Let's talk about that. Do you know how much will be shown?
You know
what?
I don't. It's too early. I need to set a meeting up with Laura Davies, but I know there's going to be two showings. So we're going to do one each day of the festival. And again, I'm just super excited for the kids to get involved, and it's the middle school and the high school, and you know they're really excited about it. They've already been starting on their production and their filming and editing and everything, and it's still a mystery to me exactly what they're going to be presenting. So you should get Laura Davies on here so she can talk a little bit more about what they're going to plan on doing for Milk Run. And I'll probably meet with her closer to once we get the schedule.
Yeah.
And then we'll put that in. But I'm so excited about that, because what a great way for kids to come in and showcase their abilities and creativity.
Yeah. And I think she's also bringing in, or you guys are bringing in, best filmmaker too. Last that I saw her, she mentioned it, but don't count. I mean, this is hearsay.
Through the grapevine. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hope so. That would be awesome. Again, the more people that we can get involved, that source of creative outlet that they would want to share, that's what we're trying to do. I'm not going to say the names, but I have some locals that are extremely incredible photographers that I'm trying to get them to do a photography workshop as well. And all forms of art, right? It's not just music. It's, we want to get vendors. I'm going to be reaching out to some Petersburg vendors and see if anybody wants to come over from there and do set up a booth. The food was outstanding last year. It was such a good, diverse group of food. Like, we had seafood, we have barbecue, we had Mexican, we had cotton candy. We had like all these kind of great things that people could come and again, it's another way for our community to sell their goods and services and be a part of something that is growing. So yeah, I love it.
Absolutely. I was going to mention the food too, because it was really good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
And it's probably too early as well to say who's going to be there serving.
Yeah. But you know what? Unfortunately for the listeners, I'm going to be on Talk on the Rock more consistently throughout these next 5 months. And as the months get closer and closer, I'll be able to talk on those topics.
Yeah. So going back to Stikeen Stories, how did that collaboration with Laura and you come about?
You know what? Well, Laura's a busybody just like me. And so we always run into each other at some kind of event. And I think it was, I forget when it was. It was like during a 5K or something that I clearly wasn't involved in. I need to get back into that. But I talked to her about what she was doing with Stikeen Stories, because I've seen some things here and there. And then I simply asked her, I said, hey, would you want to get together and see if the kids would want to do a collaboration to showcase anything that they might want? And this was early on in the year, so that way we had plenty of time to prepare and talk about. And she was like, yeah, I'd love that. Let's do it. And so we kind of just got started with the conversations, and now it's a solid thing. And again, I need to have another follow-up conversation with her, but we're really excited to see what these kids can showcase, because we have so much talent here. And I said that last year, and I'll say it again and again, like, people come out of the woodworks and I'm just like, wow, that's here. Like, there should be a platform and an area and a space for people to share, that want to share their talents. And you never know where that can lead to. Like some of these bands that are coming in, like, you don't know who they know, who, you know, it can create a big impact when you start a little thing and you have the community backing it. And that's huge. And that's exactly what we are hoping for, is, you know, this community to back it and to really benefit from the people that we can bring in here, because people are able to enjoy this. It's more money in the economy. It's more people going into shops. It's more people getting things from stores. It's more people seeing what kind of vendors we have. And, oh, you never know. Like, hey, what if somebody runs another, some sort of festival and likes the vendors and wants them to come perform? It's just a way to really get yourself out there. And it's an additional opportunity for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And will you talk about what it takes to put on a festival like this?
Oh, man. Think of a full-time job where you don't get paid. Like, it takes consistency. It takes constant, clear communication. It takes knocking on doors. It takes asking people for money, which is, personally, just saying this out there, I mean, that is my least favorite part, is asking sponsors for money. But, you know, it's what we have to do. And I'll get into this year and what our budget is. But like, in order for something like this to happen, it goes down to every single logistics. It's planning board meetings, making sure everybody's on pace with what's going on, making sure our finances are in order, which I'm very, very excited because we are getting an additional board member this year who is a finance guru who I've known personally for years. His name's Kevin Sprague. He's not from Wrangell, so he's going to be the only outsider besides, I guess, if you qualify me as an outsider, since I'm super new to the community. But he has done extremely financial moving and shaking and really knows how to make money and keep people in that realm of where you need to stay, yeah. Which for me, I'm very good at. But we're getting to the point of Milk Run where we're growing so much that I can't do that all as well. We've also hired a director, Savannah Hall, who I'm extremely excited about. So if you see all the posts and she's creating the flyer, which we are going to roll out with after our meeting on the 5th of January for this year. She's extremely talented, extremely devoted, taking over our, you know, social media marketing and development, and is a rock star. And just, I'm so thankful for that because in my position, I need to start making connections with people. I need to start fundraising. I need to do all of that. And then, there's a lot of great things about this year. I'm so excited for the momentum and the movement. And to take this on, it's 1,000-piece puzzle, maybe even 5,000-piece puzzle. You know, you got to search for bands. You got to communicate with those bands. You have to find sponsors for not only lodging for when the bands come here, but for airfare. And plus, we're paying them. And then we're giving them like an experience of Wrangell and showcasing this place so we can really show them, so they can go back and be like, this was awesome. Just like we did last year. And we found great success in that. Mm-hmm. And that was just 2 bands. I mean, I've had probably 4 or 5 bands reach out just from those bands that want to come here and are like, we heard Wrangell's awesome. Here's my demo.
And any of those bands that reached out, are they the ones that are coming this next festival?
High Country Hustle is one of them. Yeah, okay. They were friends of either North Fork or the Dead and Down. I can't remember. I believe it was North Fork Crossing. But they are one of the bluegrass bands that I heard, I listened to, I talked to about the experience. And so that's one of them. So it's again, through the grapevine, getting us on the map, getting us on the books to really create something special for everybody.
Yeah. And what sponsor, do you have sponsors?
Alaska Airlines. So right now, Alaska Airlines is going to do a 10% off flight during the week of Milk Run Music Fest. And we have a flight code that people can enter in. So if they are going from anywhere to Wrangell, then they'll get 10% off their ticket. And I'm going to start working with a couple of the B&Bs, as well as the Stikine Inn and hopefully Sourdough Lodge and the Extended Stay and, the other local places around here, to see if they're going to, if they want in on that quote unquote package that I'm trying to build to get from surrounding islands over here, to create more of a incentive to be like, okay, well, instead of spending all of this money, you can get a little bit off and come and hang out and have a good time and come check out Wrangell and listen to some good music and do some workshops along the way.
Wow. Yeah, it definitely sounds like a lot for sure. But you said the board, all of you have had pretty much the whole year to plan, pretty much.
Yeah, we've done step by step. And then starting this next meeting, January 5th, we are hitting the ground running. And so that we have mostly everything in place, but this is just going to be the fine tuning months. Like, okay, what does our schedule look like exactly? Let's do that. Our sponsor build, because we have a way bigger budget this year that we have to meet. And then the workshops, organizing that, getting vendors signed up, and just marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned the budget a couple times. How much does it take to put this on?
So we are looking at for this year around $35,000 that we're trying to raise. And so that includes the band expenses. That doesn't include lodging or airfare because we're trying to get those sponsored through Flight Miles or the other places or local people who would like to sponsor a band for the weekend or for the week, because since they're coming from other parts of the world, or not the world, but of the U.S., you know, we're going to have to get them here a couple days before, and they're going to stay like a day afterwards so they can then fly out. That also includes the insurance, includes the marketing, includes the design, the coordination, unforeseen expenses. And then the biggest one is the industrial tent that we really want to get for the community. It's a 30 by 30 foot industrial tent that's modular that you can build onto every year. And that is, I found a really great company that is based out of Alaska. It's structured for Alaska weather. And again, you can build onto it. It's almost like a big Lego, but it's like mega strong.
Oh, wow. What is the company called?
It's called Alaska Structures.
Okay.
Yep. So Alaska Structures, and I've been in communication with them, and the tent originally for a 30 by 30, because we wanted to do a 40 by 60, but that was way out of our price range unless somebody wants to graciously donate $30,000 just for that. But the 30 by 30 foot tent is originally around $20,000, but with our nonprofit 501c3 status, they were able to lower it down to $13,000, which is a huge discount for nonprofits, especially since we're based out of Alaska, there in Alaska. And they have a 5-year guarantee, which is huge. So if anything at all happens to the tent, they'll replace the part or the whole tent itself. And they've been really great to work with. So that's our biggest expense this year that we are really, really trying to raise, because if we get this tent, we can build onto it, and then we can have community members that are able to rent it out. Yeah. So that's a big one. And we have 3 different sponsorship levels, or just a donation page on our website, where if anybody wants to donate whatever, you're able to do that. Or if people want to donate anything via Venmo, or, you know, we're on all of it. Mm-hmm. Facebook, we're not on TikTok, but we're on Facebook, Instagram. We have the website, we have Venmo, we have Square, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're wrapping up here with time. I want to ask, why is this festival special to you?
Because it brings people out to really express their creativity, and it's free to the public. So, I mean, who's going to complain about a free concert with 5 bands? Yeah. So it gets people out of their houses. It gives an opportunity for music here, which I know from talking to a bunch of people that were very thirsty on. And it's a good time to dance and just let loose, especially since the beginning of May is right before we get hit with the cruise ships and all the tourists that start coming in. So why not try to get local people, local Alaskans, people from any walks of earth to come here and have a little boost in the economy and sell their goods and kind of get that opportunity. I love it because I'm a crazy logistics person, so on the standpoint of putting the pieces of the puzzle together, even though I sounded like very warped when I originally talked about it, I secretly love it. My crazy really enjoys being able to put things together from the ground up and then having something that is tangible to see and to enjoy.
Yeah. And to be proud of, for sure, as well. Just yeah, to have
I have to remind myself of that one. I'm just like, you're doing okay. Keep going.
Is there anything else you want to add about the Milk Run Music Fest number 2?
You know what? Just I hope that people feel comfortable to reach out, especially people who want to get involved. We're going to have a lot more volunteer opportunities, like, especially if we do get to our goal of 35,000, and we need volunteer committees. We need people for setup, for breakdown, for making sure things are clean up. You know, I'm going to be working with the local police and fire department and our city and borough of Wrangell, who was so graciously supported us last year, and hopefully we'll do it again this year, just on our needs and power sources and everything like that. But if anybody has questions, reach out to us on Facebook, reach out to us on Instagram, Milk Run Music Fest. It's a logo with a whale tail and a Alaska Airlines flight on it. You can't miss us. And just share your expression. Give us a call. Let me know. Talk to any one of our board members and let them know if you want to get involved. And then also, just a friendly reminder, we are going to be doing our $10,000 raffle again. So that will probably start either January or beginning of February. Mm-hmm. And that is a great way to contribute. It's $100 a ticket, only 300 tickets sold. So it's a great odds. And the winner gets $10,000. And I don't know about you, but who doesn't need that right now? Because we all do.
Right. Yes, definitely. And just the email is info@milkrun. What is the email again?
info@milkrunmusicfest.org.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. That was Olivia Strano with the Milk Run Music Festival, which will happen in the beginning of May.